Anti-beheading rioters will feel the full force of the law, warns Prime Minister Starmer as alleged knifeman named in court. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 10, 2026. The alleged knifeman in an attempted beheading that triggered riots in Belfast overnight has appeared in court. Charged with attempted murder, knife possession, and threatening to kill an NHS radiographer. A court has heard Stephen Ogilvy, the victim of the attempted beheading in North Belfast, Northern Ireland, in the United Kingdom this week, lost one eye and suffered serious damage to the other, as well as deep cuts to his neck. He remains in hospital in serious condition. The alleged attacker, 30-year-old Sudanese national Hadi Ala, did appear at a Belfast court this morning by way of a video link from the high-security Musgrave Street police barracks. He had refused legal representation, and what few responses he made to the judge came through an Arabic interpreter, the BBC reports. He made no response when he was read the charges by the judge, of attempted murder of Ogilvy and possession of a knife in a public place. He was also charged with threats to kill, which is said to have related to an incident at a Belfast hospital after his arrest. The court heard he was taken there for treatment by police, and he told an NHS radiographer, "I'll kill you," suggesting he speaks at least some English. A Police Service of Northern Ireland, PSNI, detective told the court that the suspect had also said while in hospital, "I've killed someone, I don't know if they are dead," reports The Guardian. Aladi was refused bail after police argued that to do so would risk significant public disorder and was remanded in custody until his next court date in July. The BBC also notes the judge took the opportunity of Aladid's first hearing to address the public in Northern Ireland, warning them they would expect to go to prison for the anti-beheading protests on Tuesday that turned to riots overnight. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer responded to those riots this morning with a warning of his own, calling the scenes overnight shocking and completely unacceptable. The head of government returned to his usual pattern where he gives the impression, inadvertently or not, of being more outraged by the counter-migrant violence protests than the original violence itself. He said, "It is clear that people were targeted last night because of their background, and I will not tolerate it. Those responsible will feel the full force of the law." He followed that statement up with remarks in the House of Commons this afternoon, saying the riot was totally unjustified. As reported, peaceful protests against beheading on Tuesday turned into riots across Belfast as the evening wore on, and in some areas there were targeted attacks. The BBC report notes in one case an African family were inside a house when its windows were broken on the Crumlin Road, and a priest said families were being driven out of their homes because they're black. In another part of the city, it was stated a group of 100 masked men kicking in doors said they were getting the foreigners out. The head of the PSNI, Chief Constable John Boucher, said 200 fresh officers were being flown into Ulster today from Great Britain to patrol the streets against further protests tonight. The police boss particularly cleaved to the official government line on the causes of discontent in the United Kingdom, blaming social media, making implicit that violence would not happen were there no social media posts to tell members of the public how to react to criminal events. The top cop said his force would be going after influencers posting about Northern Ireland online. He said, "It's very easy these days, especially to look online and be persuaded by people who know nothing about Northern Ireland, know nothing about the communities in Northern Ireland, know nothing about the history of Northern Ireland, to take actions that they otherwise would not take. Stop looking at this nonsense. Stop listening to these idiots. We will be going after them for the incitement that they've been doing. You will know who were online last night and inciting this behavior. They will know what they were doing. We will be going after them."